The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, this is Stephen Hines, author of Zombie Fabulous, Rebirth Defect, and Valedictorian USA. And you, my friends, are getting your skulls crushed by the pile driver of John Orlando with his PBD cast in your face.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD cast. I am your host, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 195 and a half. That's right, it's going to be a mini episode, because there's a few loose ends I'd like to tie up from the last episode. Of course, that episode featured myself, as well as my good friend Justin, and Dom Riggio from Mess Bucket Comics, talking about our experiences out in Las Vegas. We all kind of went out there for AEW Double or Nothing, and of course, the big convention known as StarCast 2. And as I stated in the closing of episode 195, there were still a few loose ends that I wanted to tie up and talk about a few things that personally happened to me. And you know what? I'm going to admit that I was a little bit wrong of making episode 195 an extended episode. I probably should have just made it two separate episodes. In hindsight, I understand that maybe, just maybe, almost 80 minutes of content was a little bit much for some folks. So I should have maybe cut it into two 40-minute episodes. But I just thought, you know, it's a special event. It was a historic event that we all witnessed, and that it deserved to have a little bit of an extended version of this beloved podcast. But hey, man, live and learn, you know? In my eyes, podcasting is not an exact science, so you make mistakes, you make errors, you learn from them, and you move on. And so, I'm going to move on and talk about a couple of things that happened to me, as I mentioned, out there in Las Vegas. I actually had two goals for StarCast, and I achieved both of those goals. So, that's the highlight for me. So let me give you a little backstory here. I have a good friend who, as a kid, she watched WWF wrestling every weekend with her cousins. And much like many other fans, you know, kind of grew out of it for a while. Then in the late 90s, when Austin and The Rock and DX was all the rage, and NWO as well, she got back into it. And then, of course, you know, the bubble kind of burst again and kind of didn't pay attention to it until Total Divas hit the airwaves a few years ago. And but besides all of that, my friend's favorite wrestler growing up was and still is Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Now, Steamboat has been around here in Ohio at various different independent shows. And each time my friend didn't get a chance to go, or I didn't get a chance to go. And so when I saw on the lineup for StarCast that Steamboat and Flair, we're going to have a panel discussion, so to speak, about their rivalry, I was like, yes, he's going to be there. I'm going to get something. Maybe an autograph or whatever. Obviously, Flair did not make it out there because of his health concerns, but Steamboat was still going to be there. And so I was damn determined to have some type of interaction. I got in late Friday night. And so Saturday morning, I had to make the trip to Caesar's Palace to get my wristband. Justin was at another event. And so I huffed it up there, and while I was up there, I went through Collector's Corner, and I stopped and talked to Dom for a little bit, and then I saw Ricky Steamboat standing right by his table with nobody in line except for one security guard who was talking to him. So I headed over to the table, and I was waiting there for the security guard to finish up his conversation, and actually the security guard, I don't know who he is, but I give him a tip of the hat. because he turned around and he saw me and he said, are you here for a meet and greet with Steamboat? And I just said, no, man, look, I just wanted to say I'm a fan. And he was so super cool. He just kind of like waved me on, you know, go on up, man, you know, kind of give me that hand gesture. And I appreciate that. So I went up, I talked to Ricky Steamboat, and I told him how I was a fan and how my friend was a fan. And I asked, you know, could you maybe do something, you know, for my friend's fandom, maybe record a message or something? And he said, yes. So I pulled out the phone and he did, of course, the standard baby face promo. It was about 22 seconds, thanking my friend for her fandom. And it was awesome. Obviously, it went over like Grover. My friend thanked me and shared it to a bunch of different people on her social media. And it was a highlight for me because I enjoy doing that for my friends, you know. So in my book, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, one of the greatest performers ever in the ring. And he's just a world-class human being. Because, you know, he didn't have to do that. I mean, I know it was like 30 seconds out of his day. But he didn't have to do that. He didn't, you know, charge me like some wrestlers would have. He was happy to do it. And that, to me, man, was just an amazing highlight from StarCast. And now my second highlight from StarCast was the fact that on Sunday morning, I got out of bed and went to see the Lapsed Fan Wrestling Podcast, their live show, which kicked off at 9 a.m. Not the best slot that you want for the weekend, and they admitted that. But nonetheless, I was determined to go. It was a very good show, very funny, very entertaining, very thought-provoking. And I've talked about TLF before on this podcast. They've done a great job with some of their retrospectives. Like, for an example, the Life and Death of the AWA, the Chris Benoit investigative series of podcasts was very good. Their Lamentable Tragedy of World Class Championship Wrestling is fantastic. So you should definitely check them out. I do know that, you know, at times their humor may not be the same as some people. They do have a lot of inside jokes, which I know that's kind of one of the rules of podcasting you're not supposed to do. But nonetheless, it's very well done. And those guys are awesome. I got a chance to meet them after the show. And not only did I get to meet them, but after meeting them, let me back up there. I had tweeted out how awesome the show was as I was walking back to the room because I was dropping off a couple of items that I had picked up. And then I was going to walk up to Caesar's Palace to meet up with Justin, who was up there at the Bruce Pritchard podcast. And so I tweeted out how awesome the show was, and then they started following me back. They liked the tweet. And then weirdly enough, at the very first intersection, I was making that very long walk up to Caesar's Palace. There they were. And so we started talking again, and they're just the nicest guys, and they're very sincere. And we talked about wrestling, and we talked about our fandom, and we talked a little bit about New England as well, because those two guys are from the New England area, New Hampshire and Massachusetts. And it was really nice meeting them. And again, if you want to check it out, I think it's just flat out TLF at StarCast 2. And of course, StarCast has the word ass in it. That's one of their jokes. You'll just have to listen to find out about that. So that was it. Those were my two big highlights. I got to check both of those off of my list of things to do when I was out there. And so that made the weekend worth it. Even though, as you heard on the last episode, there were some things that maybe could have went smoother at StarCast. But, and if you haven't checked out episode 195, what are you waiting on? Go over and do it right now, man. Do it right now. All right, a couple of other miscellaneous things I'd like to talk about. Obviously, here I am recording this on June 13th. The Stanley Cup has been crowned to the new champions, the St. Louis Blues. I was for the Blues this entire series. Because Boston's already won it. They won it, 8 years ago. They were in the finals in 2013. They lost to Chicago. I wanted to see St. Louis do it because, number one, they've never done it before. Number two, as of like January 3rd, they were in dead last place. And then all of a sudden, they call up Bennington and they go on a massive tear. That's like a Hollywood script for a sports movie. So for them to go from dead last to winning the cup, that is amazing. And I also appreciate what they did. They played a really good game. They played solid defense in front of their young goaltender. Bennington came up big when he had to. They played a real physical game, which personally, I got to be honest with you, as I've kind of lamented a few times, that physical game seems to be disappearing sometimes from the NHL. And so to see, you know, the hits, to see how the Blues would pursue the defense and really punish them every time they touched the puck, that was a refreshing, I guess you could say, throwback to, you know, the days of, you know, good old school hockey. So hats off to the St. Louis Blues for winning the Stanley Cup last night. It was a great series. That's all I'm going to say. Well, since we're talking about hockey, I'd like to let you know about a project that's coming up here. And I know, I think I've hinted at it and talked a little bit about it over the last several months, but it's weird how schedules kind of push projects back and, you know, it kind of started and then it stopped for a while and whatnot. But you know what? I'm not going to jinx it by talking a lot about it. All I'm going to do is say this. The R Bar, which is at 415 Front Street down in the Arena District. I'm going to be down there Saturday at noon. I'm going to be doing a live recording of the PVD cast. So if you'd like to stop by, if you're in the Columbus area, you want to stop by, maybe grab a quick beer, sit down and watch yours truly do his thing along with a very special guest. And I don't want to give too much away, even though I know I've kind of talked about it before, but I feel like if I really am that paranoid that if I start talking about it and gloating about it, that something's going to happen and it's not going to go down. So all I'm going to say is I'm going to be at the R Bar, going to be doing some live podcasting noon this Saturday, which of course is June 15th. If you're in the area, if you're in the Arena District, stop on by, say hello, check it out. I would appreciate it. And I'll talk a little more about that project as well as a few others. That's right. John Orlando's in demand, so to speak, ladies and gentlemen. I know that sounded a little arrogant, but there's a couple of other projects that have popped up that are podcast related that I'm very excited for. And again, not trying to be cryptic, not trying to be sneaky or, you know, keep up kayfabe, so to speak. Just there's still a few more things to be worked out. But as soon as I get everything squared away, I will let you know all about those projects. Again, I'm really happy to be part of them. And, you know, just keep your eyes and ears peeled, man, you know, on the Twitter account, which, of course, is at PVDMVP. Follow me on the Facebook, you know, facebook.com/PVDcast. I'll be posting things over there. And, hey, man, maybe if you just want to shoot me an email and let me know what you think of my work here on the PVDcast or any of those other projects, you can email me. JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com is the email address. Now, there is one other thing I want to talk about real quick. I'm very, very excited as well to attend a concert on Friday night here in Columbus. The Strombellas are back in town. I saw them about 2 years ago, the last time they were in, and they're a very good band, and I like a lot of their songs, but I'm going to be honest, I'm really interested in The Moth and the Flame, which is another band that's going to be on this concert. I believe they're the opener. Man, oh man, their album Ruthless is fantastic. I like Snow Patrol, and it reminds me a lot of really early Snow Patrol, their first couple of albums. Fantastic stuff. If you don't know who I'm talking about, then go over to YouTube, type in The Moth and the Flame, check out their catalog there. The Great Depression is a really good song. There's so many good ones on that album, Ruthless. Just definitely check them out on YouTube. So, with that, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting up to about 13 some odd minutes here, so I want to start wrapping things up because you know me, I don't like to keep these mini episodes very, very long. So with that, though, I need to let you know that this episode is brought to you by, of course, World's Greatest Comics. They're located at 5992 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio, and they have tons of comics from every era, whether you're talking about the Golden Era, the Silver Era, the Bronze Era, or even the Modern Era. They also have graphic novels, they have toys, they have comic book supplies, and man, if you don't want to miss a single issue of your favorite comic, sign up for their pull system and you'll get 20% off all pre-ordered comics. Man, that's a hell of a deal. So check them out online at wgcomics.com, or as I mentioned, you can go to 5992 Westerville Road here in Westerville and stop by the store and say hello to Jeff and all the fine folks over there. And guess what? They're also on Facebook. And that, of course, would be facebook.com/WGComics, where you can get all of the details on that fantastic store. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. So I thank you for listening, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous and stay independent.